good evening and welcome everybody to Staples Motley High School for girls basketball tonight on You Are There Sports. The 2-0 Pierce Pioneers taking on the 0-3 Cardinals. Hello everybody, Rick Grammond with you here. We are seated on the stage at this old style gymnasium here at Staples Motley High School. It has been 2-for-2 for the program tonight. C-Squad wins 36-20, and the JV just polished off the Cardinals 37-19. Pioneers are coming off an overtime win over Esco, 66-63, and that was on the heels of a four-point win in Swanville. So a couple of close ball games, but wins for the Pioneers, while this Cardinal team coached by Bruce Furman in his second season. Long time coach here in the district, but in his second year as the girls' varsity coach, Mr. Furman. They have lost to Browerville by 15, 64-49 in their first game. They took Verndale to overtime, losing 55-52. And most recently the other night, they lost 72-39 to a good West Central area team. So 0-3 for the Cardinals, 2-0 for the Pioneers. Coach Pepping will join us here next as the Pioneers and Cardinals get set to square off in a key matchup between a pair of 7AA teams that are new to 7AA, both moving in from different sections, Pierce from 6, Staples Motley from, I believe, 6 as well. But they'll both compete in 7AA. So this one will have some importance to it in late February if the Pioneers can leave Staples with a victory here tonight. The win over Esco was also a section win. So Pioneers look for their third win to start the campaign. You'll hear it next on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Happy holidays to you all, and to help spread the Christmas cheer right now in Pierce, we have 21, 24, and 26 inch snowblowers for sale, ranging from $4.99 to $9.99 each. We have 30 and 35 ton Honda powered wood splitters for $16.25 and $20.75 respectively, and of course our huge line of steel equipment to choose from. If you are looking for an easy Christmas gift for any of your family members, we have the annual holiday gift boxes with many options of cheese and meats to pick from. Just call Bachman, Little Rock, or Lastra for details. We have everything you need from the farm to the house. So please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. And as we wrap up 2021, we thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies, more country boy.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
Plus the fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to PiercesFreedomFest.com. Saturday, July 16th. Mark your calendars today.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, head coach of the Pierce Pioneers, Matt Pepping. And coach, over here to Staples Motley, your third straight non-conference game. Two tight ones, but the way you want them to be tight, and that's in the win column, a nice win over Esco most recently in overtime.
Yeah, a good section win and another section game tonight. So need to play well tonight and keep those section wins coming and help our playoff seeding at the end.
I was in Swanville with the boys the other night. Tell me how that overtime game played out for you against Esco on your home court.
We had a few chances in regulation to win it. We're down 3 at half and ended up having a 10-point lead in the second half. Dwindled down, got tied. Alyssa Savlosky made a big shot in regulation. She hit a three, put us up 1 or 2. And then we were up 2 with about 10 seconds left. They came down, hit a 2 to tie it, send it overtime. And then I think Alyssa had the go-ahead bucket 2 in overtime. That was the game winner. And then we made a stop, and they threw up a three-quarter court shot at the end, and that's how we won.
You're going to face Staples Motley, a team that's in search of its first win of the year after an 0-3 start. A team that I think, like Swanville, like Esko, not a real big physical presence for you. A smaller matchup for your team, which is lacking in size on its own roster.
Yeah, I don't think they're huge, which will help us. We've been the better rebounding team in each of the first two games, so hopefully that continues tonight. I think we're pretty strong and pretty athletic. We're not very, very big, but we just get rebounds because we're stronger than other teams, and hopefully that's the case tonight.
Kiara didn't have a big scoring night in Swanville, but boy, she sure turned it on the offensive end against Esko the other night with a career-high 24.
Yeah, she kind of did a little everything. Got to the rim, got to the free throw line, and hit a three as well. So we're going to look for her to be one of our main scorers this year.
Tell me about what you've liked about the progress of players like a Lily Riley, a Kenna Oddie, Britt Chomer, some of those girls that maybe don't grab the headlines right off the bat, but players that you'll certainly count on.
Yeah, definitely need to get minutes from those girls. Kenna Oddie's probably been our best defender and probably our girl that is most likely not to turn the ball over when she gets it. We'll look for, she's just a really smart player. She's not the quickest, not the biggest, but really takes care of the ball and is really a heady player. And the other two girls that you mentioned, we're going to count on them for minutes tonight as well.
Scouting report, I understand the Cardinals are maybe a little shorthanded, a little bit of an injury bug has bit them, but what do you know about them through the three games? Anything you've seen?
They got a big girl. I heard she's out, but we'll see. We're going to prepare like she's playing. Good guards. We'll look to pressure them. That's what Browerville did a little bit and had some success. They played some good teams. They're 0-3, but they played some good teams. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping of the Pioneers to get ready to face the Cardinals. It's a non-conference, but it is a section matchup here in Staples tonight, and you'll hear it next on You Are There Sports. And we are underway. Pioneers score off the opening tip with Kiara Olish driving strong to the hoop. And it's a 2-0 start for the girls in white tonight against the red-clad Cardinals. Here's a three right side that rolls off. Rebound tipped by Lindsay Strohmeyer, collected then by two different players. Katie Leidenfrost for Pierce and Allison Kanasala for Staples. Pass in will come from Allie Olander. Man-to-man by the Pioneers. They've scored about 15 seconds in. There's a baseline runner. No, Olish holds the Cardinals to one. Up ahead in transition. This is Leidenfrost down to the baseline. Comes back out top. Back door. There's Sedlowski open underneath. And it rolls in. Alyssa let it hang on the rim and it fell in. And it's 4-0 Pioneers. Quickly up court. Racing to the rack and missing. That was Afton Robinson with the shot. Here comes Strohmeyer right to the basket. Nobody stopped the ball, and Lindsay's got a layup. Three different Pioneers have scored from close range, and the Pioneers have taken the early 6-0 lead. Is now Alyssa Sedlowski, man up defense. Ashley Kimmon on the ball defense. It's Olish. There's a tip by Kiara. She dives to the floor, and she saves it, but then rolls over. And what do we have? We've got a timeout for Pierce. Coach Pepping will use a timeout as the Pioneers have come out with a strong effort here in the first minute and a half.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushwell, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, we'd like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and the fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. We'd also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our activity booklet for the continued support of Pioneer Activities. The winter sports seasons are underway. We encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. We will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support us this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
All right, a quick timeout to save the possession, and the Pioneers will get the ball coming out of the break. Olish will inbounds to Leidenfrost with Sedlowski, Strohmeyer, and Kimmon setting up as they go into their half-court set now. Here comes Kiara off a curl. Off to the right top. Here's a three-pointer. Lindsey Strohmeyer, a little bit long. Olish will try and save it, but there's very little room to the wall behind the backboards on the baseline. Maybe a foot and a half. So it doesn't take much to go out of bounds, and that's exactly what happened. And racing down, we got a foul called as that was Afton Robinson going in strong from the right side, and the Pioneers pick up a foul. It's on Lindsey Strohmeyer, the 5'11 sophomore, her first team's first. Starting for the Cardinals in their, I guess, more of a burgundy red than a true Cardinal red, and a whistle and a travel called. That'll go against Allison Nasala. It is Afton Robinson, a 5'6 junior. Allie Olander, a 5'4 junior. Addison Lorber, 5'8 senior. Lorber averaging 14 a game. Their top scorer is Lauren Rutten, number 23. Here is Leidenfrost inside. No. Rebound, battled for, and out of the pack comes Sedlowski. And we've got a Cardinal foul coming up. Referee comes over to the scorer's table here and says that is on number 5, Addison Lorber. Her first, Cardinals first. It'll be a pass in left baseline by Katie. Off now. And this is Olish finding Kimmon on a curl for two. And four different Pioneers have scored. It's 8-0, 15-40 to go in the half. We need to get Katie a bucket now, and everybody will have scored. Cardinals work their defense. They fire it up and they rattle it in. That's a bucket. First points. And that is Robinson. And a traveling violation on the Pioneers. We'll give it back to Staples Motley. And now Kenna Oddie will check in. First change made by Coach Pepping. And Lindsay will take a seat. 8-2 Piers, 15-23 to play in the opening half as Ashley Kimmon on the ball defense. Quick three from the top off target. Long rebound. Here comes Katie Leidenfrost with a breakaway. Katie will put it up and in. And now all five starters have scored 2 points. It's 10-2, 3 minutes into the contest. Here's Katie applying pressure on Rutten, forcing her to give up the ball, and Katie pulls it away. Off to Sedlowski, left-handed layup doesn't go. Long rebound out to the free throw lane. It's Kimmon. Ashley for Sedlowski. Here's Olish getting into the lane. Whistle and a blocking foul on the Cardinals. Staples Motley picks up their second team foul. That is on Allie Olander, a 5'4 junior guard. And now off the bench comes Brianna Benson, a 5'9 junior, replacing Addison Lorber, a senior. Couple of starters out of the lineup. Here's Kimmon off the inbounds, wide open. Excellent look from Olish. And Ashley's got four, and the Pioneers are up 12-2 early in Staples tonight. Inside, Oddie got the ball knocked away. Kenna got a hand on it, and the arrow to the Pioneers. What a start for the Pioneers tonight. 12-2, 14-29 to play. And now the Cardinals will make a change. This is Ashley Robin. Robin will replace Afton Robinson. Cardinal bench to my right. The Pioneers are directly below me. Here I'm on the stage, elevated just above the playing surface at Staples Motley High School. Top of the key. There's a turnover. And the Pioneers will have to hustle back. Pull-up jumper from mid-range. Short rebound. Leidenfrost. Katie yells ahead to Olish. Nice look underneath. Sedlowski hit the bottom of the rim, though. Got a little bit too far under. And now we get a held ball. This will go the Cardinals' way. Pioneers really pressing action. Here comes Alyssa Palu. Alyssa will check in for the first time tonight. And Alyssa will replace Alyssa Sedlowski. Congratulations to Alyssa today, named the Pioneer XL winner. She takes the inbounds, can't finish, rebound up and in. That's Olish on the offensive putback. Four for Kiara. And the Pioneers are up 12-14-2. Olish digging down defensively, right in the left corner in front of the Pioneer bench. They get it off inside. Adi cuts the baseline. Quick shot from the right side. Air ball to Olish. And the Pioneers have numbers. But one of the Cardinals behind the play tip it. And here comes a layup for the Cardinals, but they miss. That was Robin, and the rebound controlled by Olish. Up ahead, Katie. Left side of the free throw lane, across the lane, and Adi, mid-range jumper is good. Kenna joins the scoring parade. 16-2. 13:15 to go. Ashley Robin gives the ball up as here's a drive. Help defense, misses. Adi, rebound, weak side, and a reach-in foul. I think this will go on Lauren Rutten. Paul Pelzer, one of the officials tonight. Lauren's first, third team foul. Britt Schomer will come in. Lily Riley will check in as Ashley Kimmon and Kiara Olish head to the bench. Back in for Staples. Motley is starting point guard Afton Robinson. She's got their only points. Pioneers, 5 minutes in, have a 16-2 lead. Katie Leidenfrost for Adi. Kenna puts it on the floor inside the lane. Shot is up, no. Rebound controlled by Leidenfrost right under the hoop. Can't get a shot off. She circles out to the baseline. Lily Riley's shot was blocked, but a foul will send Lily to the line, and Riley will shoot a three-shot opportunity. The foul is on Robinson. That's her first. Four different starters have one foul for the Cards. This is three shots for 5'7 junior Lily Riley. The first is off to the left, no good. Pioneers 16, Cardinals 2, 12:48 to play in the half. The second of three for Lily. Up, and that one is long. So now she gets pats on the back from her teammates. That's Adi, Schomer, Palu, Leidenfrost, and Riley. Katie, the only original starter out on the floor right now, as Coach Pepping has already gone nine girls deep, and that's off to the right. And the rebound run down by Leidenfrost. Here's Riley underneath. Lily has her shot blocked. Palu battles for the rebound. Alyssa gets down on the floor, and the held ball will go to Staples Motley. Good effort by the Pioneers going after second and sometimes third chances on the glass. They're picking up full court pressure. Riley defending on the ball. They lob it in near the free throw line to Brianna Benson. Benson moves it up court. Good defense by Palu, forces a travel. Boy, Alyssa moved her feet, kept her shoulders square, never gave up the baseline, and forced Benson into a traveling violation. Good work, Alyssa Palu. Alyssa and Connor Cruz named the XL winners today. Those are Minnesota State High School League awards for outstanding members of the junior class that show leadership and civic responsibility and activity participation. So congratulations to Connor and Alyssa. A little bit later on this winter, we'll have the AAA nominees and winners from the Pioneers. Those are for the seniors. Here's Riley through traffic. A Cardinal got a hand on the ball. There's a held ball, and this time the arrow points in the Pioneers' favor. Coach Pepping down the lane. He's talking to somebody on the bench. And the Pioneers will inbounds as Pep calls out the play. Katie will pass it in on the left baseline. Leidenfrost handed the ball into Riley. Lily for Schomer into the paint. Up and under by Leidenfrost, and she traveled. Katie thought she kept that foot planted, but Netta Zita, one of the three officials here tonight, called Katie for the travel. And up court now comes the guard for the Cardinals, Ashley Robin, down to the baseline. And there's Leidenfrost with another steal. Katie with a strong game on the defensive end. We saw that against Swanville in the opener. Here's Adi. Adi picked up her dribble, needs somebody to come to the ball, and it's Leidenfrost. Katie off now to Brittany Schomer. Schomer defended in the man-to-man, used up her dribble. Here's Riley losing a defender, lobs it inside. Palu takes it up, blocked, and the rebound comes down to Robin. Ashley Robin is then fouled, I believe, by Lily Riley. It is Lily picking up the reach, and that's the first on Lily. It's the second Pierce foul, and now here come those starters back in. Sedlovsky, Kimmon, Strohmeyer, and Olish. Katie Leidenfrost exit, so staying on the court was Brittany Schomer. 11:35 to play in the half. The Pioneers are up 16-2 with an outstanding full court game tonight, both ends of the court. Man-to-man to the wing left side. Here's a baseline drive, wrap around to the right corner, and here's an air ball. It goes off the knee of one of the Pioneers. Racing ahead is Ashley Kimmon. Stopped, puts it up, blocked. Good hustle back there by the Cardinals' Lauren Rutten, and now we'll get another held ball, and this time it's Cardinals' arrow. Boy, credit Lauren Rutten for hustling back when the Pioneers looked like they had numbers going the other way for what looked like an easy break, but Rutten hustled back, got a block, and it results eventually in a possession on the alternating arrow. Pioneers pick up full court pressure, pass into Afton Robinson, defended by Brittany Schomer. A pair of number two jerseys going at each other. Robinson now as Olish switches off on the ball handler. Off to the wing, here's Robin from deep, bangs off, rebound inside, here comes Olish. Sedlovsky's ahead of the pack, Kiara can't get it to her. Instead, she pulls up from eight, missed it, rebound tipped. Sedlovsky for Schomer. Now Kimmon uses a ball fake inside and hands it off. Nope, faked a handoff, now finds Lindsay on the right wing in front of the Cardinal bench to our right. Pass goes behind Kimmon, but there's a steal, and Robin will take it up and score. Turnover results in a layup for the Cardinals. Ashley Robin, her first points, and it's a 16-4 Pioneer lead with 10:18 to play in the half. Cardinals have settled into a 2-3 zone now. Pioneers will take a look at that as they skip it underneath. There's Alyssa. Good look from Britt Schomer on the left wing to the right side of the basket, and Alyssa Sedlovsky had an easy one. Four for Alyssa. Here's Robin to Robinson now. Afton Robinson. Knocked loose. Schomer dives after the floor. Kimmon pulls it away. Deflected and picked up by Ashley Robin. Back now for Addison Lorber, and a whistle will send Lorber to the free throw line as she went up with a shot, and we'll see who's called for the foul. It's Kiara Olish with her first, third on the Pioneers. And at the free throw line were Staples Motley, Addison Lorber, one of two seniors in the lineup. 5'8 senior, averaging 14 a game, and that one halfway down pops out. She's still scoreless here tonight. We played almost half of the first half. Now in for the Cardinals is Allie Olander. She was an original starter. And Allison Nasala back in, an original starter as well. One more for Lorber. That one straight through. First point for Addison Lorber of Staples Motley. 18-5. Here's a Britt Schomer three halfway down, spun out. Didn't have a lot of air underneath. More of a line drive shot from the left wing. And the rebound to Afton Robinson. Ahead now to Nasala. Inside, deflected, but into the hands of Olander. On the perimeter, Pioneers into the post. And cutting off the baseline, and a runner over Kimmon. They got a charge. Ashley Kimmon takes the charge. And that's going to go against Addison Lorber. Her second, fifth Cardinal foul. Good defense by Ashley. And we've got a timeout, Staples Motley. With 9:15 to play in the first half, the Pioneers have built up a 13-point lead. It's Piers 18 and Staples Motley 5. Piers possession when we return to You Are Their Sports.
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund, and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, each coach has used a timeout now. Piers has the basketball and the lead. It's 18-5, just over 9 to go. Here's Kimmon inside, block, got it back. Schomer looking for an angle to the rim, puts it up and in. Brittany Schomer has her first hoop. And seven different Pioneers have scored. 20-5, Pioneers with the lead. Olish defending right in front of the Piers bench. It got out front to Rutten. Now to Olander, guarded by Lindsey Strohmeyer. Backdoor cut doesn't develop. Dead ball, 5 second count is on. Finally, coming over to bail her out was Lorber. Guarded by Ashley Kimmon. Spins into the lane, doubled now, just throws it up and hits the deck. Rebound comes to Olish. Up ahead, bounce pass, got it through to Britt Schomer, and she got knocked to the floor hard. Somehow Olish found a nice angle to bounce it through, and Schomer will shoot two on the Cardinal foul. Robinson with her second. Afton Robinson with her second personal, 16 foul. This is two shots for Brittany Schomer with 2 points tonight. And now three. Here's 21, Staples Motley, 5. In comes Ashley Robin, replacing Lauren Rutten in the Cardinal lineup. Second for Britt Schomer, the 5'8" sophomore. That one is good. Britt Schomer now will come out, replaced by Katie Leidenfrost. Brittany with 4 first half points. 4 different Pioneers have 4. And there's a steal by Katie Leidenfrost off the inbounds to Strohmeyer. Lindsay to the free throw lines. They go right side to Alyssa Sidlowski. Into the lane, Leidenfrost, little four-footer, rolls around and it drops through. Katie Leidenfrost becomes the 5th Pioneer to have 4 points. Great balance tonight by the girls, 24-5. Here comes Staples Motley on the attack, and that will be a foul on the Pioneers, sending the Cards to the free throw line. Afton Robinson will shoot two. Foul on Lindsay Strohmeyer. That is Lindsay's second. Fourth team foul. 7:55 to play. The free throw is no good. Cardinals are now 1-for-3 in the half. Adi for Strohmeyer. Pierce 24, Staples Motley 5. And that one is good. 1-of-2 for Afton Robinson. It's an 18-point lead, 24-6. Low post, nice look from Kimmon to Olish. What a pass by Ashley Kimmon. That ball wasn't in her hands for more than a split second. A fingertip touch pass. And Kiara now with 6. Here's a long shot off the glass. Olish with Kimmon racing ahead. Ashley from the left side scores and it's fouled. Kimmon with the layup and she'll shoot an and one. The Pioneers are up 20. 2 points, 28-6. And the Cardinals will bring in a player as the foul called on, I believe, well, Lorber is out. I didn't see who they called the foul on. They haven't put it up on the board. 1 for Kimmon. It's good. Ashley knocks it in. 7 for Ashley Kimmon. I think it was Lorber, and if it was, that was her third. Pioneers force the Cardinals to stop their dribble. They scoop it inside and whistle, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Alyssa Sedlovsky. That'll be the first on Alyssa and the 5th Pioneer foul of this half. 7:13 to go. Did they give that to Kimmon or to Sedlovsky? Well, they put 4 up on the board, so it's Ashley Kimmon with the foul. Not Alyssa Sedlovsky. 7:13 on the inbounds. Into the corner. Alyssa Palu is into the lineup. Here's a drive and dish. 18-footer inside the arc is good. Nice shot. Lauren Rutten from the left side. Just inside the 3-point line, so it's a 2 to make it 29-8. There's an errant pass knocked away. Here comes Rutten with Leidenfrost back. And little loose dribble, and they're going to call it for a travel. Just got out of control and lost the dribble going up. Turnover back to Pierce with under 7 minutes to play. Leidenfrost, Olish, Palu, Sedlowski, and Adi on the court. Here's Alyssa, left side, three-pointer, in and out, rebound inside. Leidenfrost in traffic, pulls it away, and then her pass out to the wing, deflected, over to Palu, picks it up, missed. Rebound tip, run down in the corner by the Cardinals. They push it up ahead to Lauren Rutten, to one of the Pioneers trailing. Alyssa Sedlowski tipped it, can't control it, it goes out of bounds. Stays with the Cardinals, and that'll be a pass incoming for Allie Olander. 6:27 left. Pierce 29, Staples Motley 8. They lob it out front, and right there was Olish. Olish will go into attack mode and score. 8 for Kiara, and it's a 31-8 lead. Pioneers picking up. They're switching well. There's a pass out front. Adi tips it, and here comes Katie. Katie up, Katie in for two more. 6 for Leidenfrost, and the Pioneers playing their best first half, 33-8. Backcourt now. Afton Robinson trapped in the corner, got it ahead in front of the Pioneer boys basketball team and a few wrestlers that have come to Staples tonight. Off the miss, the rebound controlled by sophomore Alyssa Sedlowski. With her head up ahead, she fires it underneath, and up is Leidenfrost, and she is fouled. You could just see Alyssa surveying up ahead for an opening, and she got it to Katie Leidenfrost, and the foul against the Cardinals. Allie Olander, her second, and shooting two is senior guard Katie Leidenfrost. Katie tonight has 6, now 7. And now we will get Brittany Schomer and Lily Riley returning. Coming out will be Alyssa Sedlowski and Kenna Adi. One more for Katie. Pierce, 34. Staples, Motley, 8. 5:37 to go. The free throw straight through. Katie Leidenfrost with 8. Kiara Olish with 8. Ashley Kimmon with 7. 4 for Alyssa Sedlowski. 4 for Brittany Schomer. Lindsay Strohmeyer, 2. Kenna Adi, 2. And a pass goes out of bounds. Right to Kyle Wincher with the good hands in the front row. Pulled it away from Chase Becker. Here comes Riley. Right side, down to the corner. Kiara uses a ball fake to get inside. Puts it up too hard. Palu on the left side. Doesn't go. Alyssa, another rebound. Kicks out to Leidenfrost. Off to the left side. And Schomer hits a three. That is 7 in the half for Brittany Schomer. And the extra pass results in an easy look for 3 for Brittany from the left wing. Driving and dishing. Now this is Ashley Robin. Cut off by Lily Riley. To the point works Nasala. 4:40 until half. Pierce already up by 30. Shot inside, doesn't go. Rebound swatted and put up, no. And a rebound then for Alyssa Palu. Up outlet the left side. Leidenfrost with Riley down into the left corner. Lily looks across for Schomer to the corner. Olish for a high three. It's good. It's all falling through tonight for the Pioneers as Olish. Already with 11 from the corner right side, 41-8. High post, give and go, knocked away. Ball loose, picked up by the Cards in the corner. They'll reset, then they'll throw it to midcourt. And Benson saves it. Palu digs it out of there and hands it off to Olish. That's a couple of times Alyssa's got down on the floor to save the ball. Here's Olish feeling it for three. Off, rebound, tipped by Schomer. But up ahead comes the Cardinal guard, Brianna Benson. Back now for Rutten. To the wing right side, Ashley Robin holds the ball overhead against Lily Riley. Pass to the left corner. Rutten trying to go on Leidenfrost. Puts it too hard off the window. It's out of bounds. We got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called with 3:32 to play in the half. Pioneer foul is on Brittany Schomer. battling for inside position. Now Ashley Kimmon will come back in. That's the first on Brittany. It's the 16 foul. Alyssa Palu will come out, replaced by junior Ashley Kimmon. Olander looking to pass it in on the baseline. 5 second count is on and just got it into the wing. Pull up and a block by Kimmon inside to Benson, fouled, and that's going to be on Kiara. That'll be two on senior guard Kiara Olish. And that's going to bring Kenna Adi in and going to the free throw line for the Cardinals. 5'9 junior Brianna Benson. Two shot opportunity for Brianna. That one is good. Her first point. And now Adi for Olish, probably for the final 3.5 minutes here, as Kiara will sit with her second foul and a team best 11 first half points. The second for Benson straight through. She knocks them both home. It's a 41-10 Piers lead. Right now it's Riley to Adi with Kimmon, Leidenfrost, and Schomer on the court as well. Ashley had it knocked loose, and then Adi hustling after it just throws it off the knee of Benson and to the wall and out of bounds. Stays with Piers. Here comes guard Afton Robinson back in, replacing Brianna Benson. Two of the Cardinal starters tonight are out with injury or concussion, a back and a concussion. Those are Grace Jennison, a 6-foot junior, and Kiana Burton, a 5'8 sophomore. Coach Furman is going to use a timeout with 3:13 to play. Piers in control early, 41-10 here in Staples Motley on You Are There Sports.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Back to action in Staples Motley. Ashley Robin puts in a bucket inside to cut it to 41-12, and then we'll get a pushing foul on the Pioneer possession. This will go against Allie Olander, and it'll be free throws for the Pioneers. That is three on Olander. That is the eighth team foul, and it'll be 1-1. Ninth team foul, excuse me. This is Kenna Adi to the line. Adi for the bonus here. Kenna with 2 points tonight. 2:32 to play until half, 41-12 Piers. That one is off, and the rebound tipped and taken by the Cardinals' Ashley Robin. Here's Robinson getting loose inside, throws it across for a teammate, missed. Rebound loose for Leidenfrost. Piers coming back up the sideline. Katie to Kimmon, right side arc, back for Katie, top of the key. Schomer lets fly, short rim, rebound Cardinals inside. Olander clears. Olander now for Robinson across the Cardinal logo at midcourt. 2 minutes to play. Riley knocks the ball loose, and they're going to get a pushing foul on Lily. Lily Riley called for her second, and it's a 1-1 opportunity for the Cardinals' Ashley Robin, as Alyssa Sedlowski will come in for Lily Riley. And at the line, Robin, who has 4 points tonight, leading the Cardinals, 41-12, a minute 58 to play. First half, free throw is no good. Rebound Sedlowski. Alyssa to midcourt for Leidenfrost. Katie now starts her dribble to the point. Adi, right wing for Sedlowski, thought about a three. Now pass out to Schomer at the point, quickly back to Alyssa. A minute 40. Pass out front intended for Adi. Knocked loose and then stolen back by Sedlowski. Looks ahead. Schomer's open underneath. Too much on it. Kimmon collects it in the lane. Then she's tied up, falling to the floor. Robinson controls the ball. Then she threw it to Sedlowski, who dishes across and finally put in by Katie. Leidenfrost, after a scramble, gets the two to make it 43-12. That is 10 for Leidenfrost. Now as Adi stopped the dribble and they lob it cross court for Robinson against Kimmon. Into the lane and out. Olander from left corner three. No, good box out. And Katie with another rebound. We're coming up on a minute to play in the half. Sedlowski, right wing for a trailing Leidenfrost. Back to Alyssa. Right side, 15-footer. Schomer, too short. Rebound tipped out by the Cardinals. Touched last by Afton Robinson. And the Pioneers will inbound with 54 seconds remaining in the half. Pass in for Brittany Schomer as the Pioneers cut off the ball. Brittany looking, finds Sedlowski out on the right arc. Now top for Leidenfrost, quickly down to the corner for Adi. Skip pass for Schomer, right wing. To the corner, right side, Leidenfrost. Baseline, Kimmon, 8 feet out, into the lane. Adi doubled, looking for help. Off to the wing, run down by Schomer. They'll reset out front. Midcourt for Sedlowski. Into the lane, Alyssa cuts. Ball fake, got her to the basket and a foul. Alyssa, that little up and under pump fake. Got the defender off her feet, and a foul is called, sending Sedlowski to the line to shoot a pair. Nusla with the foul, her first, team's 10th. Two shots for sophomore guard, Alyssa Sedlowski with 4 points tonight. First free throws for Alyssa, that one is good. Five for Alyssa. Now Lily Riley will return for Katie Leidenfrost. 32 seconds left in the half, Pierce 44. Staples, Motley 12. While Alyssa's shooting this free throw, we want to wish good luck to Harvey Kimmon with listening tonight. As that one in front of the rim and out of bounds, I think a Cardinal might have touched that last off the deflection. No, it's awarded to the Cardinals. So Harvey, get well soon. We'll see you back in the gym shortly. And Sedlowski 1-for-2. And the Cardinals now with 25 seconds have it in the front court. Top of the key, Afton Robinson. Back to the right side. Hands it off out front to Lauren Rutten. Rutten into the high post. Spinning to the basket. Cut off by Kimmon. 10 to play. Inside off the foot of Sedlowski. It rolls across to Robinson. Puts it up. No rebound. Riley, 5 seconds. Lily to midcourt with two. Puts it up at the buzzer. And it's just off target. And that's halftime. And the Pioneers exit the floor with a commanding 32-point lead after 18 minutes. It's the Pioneers 44, the Cardinals 12.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Minnesota High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different, or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit, or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce, or check us out on Facebook.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies want country boys.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
Plus the fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Saturday, July 16th. Mark your calendars today.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
All right, all peers in the first half. Peers 44, Staples Motley 12. After 18 minutes, neither team has returned to the court yet. Gives us the time to run down the scoring and a look at tonight's high school schedule. For the Cardinals, they are led by Ashley Robin with 4, 3 for Afton Robinson, 2 for Lauren Rutten, 2 for Brianna Benson, and 1 for Addison Lorber. Playing but not scoring were Allie Olander and Allison Nasala. Cardinals 4 of 7 from the free throw line in the half. They used 2 timeouts, 3 still available for head coach Bruce Furman. The foul situation for Staples Motley, a couple of them have 3. Allie Olander and Addison Lorber saddled with 3 fouls apiece. Afton Robinson with 2, 1 on Lauren Rutten, 1 on Allison Nasala. For the Pioneers, 11 first half points for Kiara Olish. Right behind her, Katie Leidenfrost with 10, Ashley Kimmen with 7, Brittany Schomer has 7, Alyssa Sedlovsky with 5, 2 for Lindsay Strohmeyer, and 2 for Kenna Oddie. Playing but not scoring in the half were Lily Riley and Alyssa Palu. And if this continues into the second half, I would expect we're going to have a lot of girls get into this ball game right now, because the Pioneers are already up by 32 points. Pierce goes to the 11 free throw line, making 6 of 11 free throws. Coach Pepping used one of his timeouts. It doesn't look like he will be in dire need unless something really unravels here. The foul situation, Kiara Olish has 2, Lindsay Strohmeyer 2, Lily Riley 2, 1 on Ashley Kimmon, and 1 on Brittany Schomer. Pierce 44, Staples Motley 12. Here come the Pioneers back out onto the court. When we come back, we will have a look at tonight's girls and boys schedule after this.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
All right, haven't seen the Cardinals return yet. Pioneers are just doing their shoot-around halftime drills. And we take a look at tonight's girls' basketball schedule. The Little Falls Flyers are in Long Prairie Gray Eagle tonight. Upsala is at Osakis in Prairie Conference play. Foley is at home against a good Kimball team. St. Cloud Cathedral will have a very strong test in Holding Ford tonight. St. Francis at Zimmerman. The Albany Huskies at Sox Center. Always a good ball game. Recorries in Painesville. The Eden Valley Watkins Eagles are at home tonight, taking on Litchfield. Moorhead is at Sartell. Morris Area Chicago, Alberta, visiting Wilmer. Esco is at Crosby Ironton, and Aiken is at Barnum. Those are notable girls' games tonight. On the boys' side of things, the Staples Motley boys are on the road in Verndale tonight. Holly's at Detroit Lakes. Royalton is at Malacca. Mora is visiting Aitken. New London Spicer at Atwater Cosmos Grove City. Rick Hendrickson's Painesville Bulldogs are at Minnewaska area. The Osaka Silver Streaks are in Bruton tonight, taking on BBE. Morris area Chicago, Alberta, hosting Litch. It is a Sox Center at Kimball boys ball game. McCray at Montevideo, Wilmer at Brainerd. Apollo is at Fergus. Sauk Rapids at Alexandria, Sartell's at Recorry, and that's the boys' schedule. The girls next week, Tuesday, they go to Pine City, and then a pair of back-to-back home games. Thursday, it's the first conference game in the Granite Ridge against Malacca in the Pierce, and then Crosby Ironton will come to town for a big one on Friday. Pierce will have the ball. The Cardinals, just out of the locker room, immediately have to go into action here. They didn't even get a shoot-around, and we're underway. Second half. Britt Schomer, ball handling at the point with Strohmeyer, Sidlovsky. Starting the second half, Kyla Creek. And also getting the ball down low on the left wing is Emma Walczewski. And a tip out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers. So Coach Pepping already with a different look here to start the half. Here's Sidlovsky returning the pass to Brittany Schomer. Double team down low. Brittany gets the dribble back. Still looking for help. And a pushing foul will be called on Lauren Rutten. That'll be, I believe, the second on Lauren Rutten, who's averaging a team best 16 points per game. Held to 2 so far tonight. Here's a Sidlovsky corner 3. It's off. Rebound. Loose. Still loose and run down by Walczewski. Up ahead to Schomer. And then her pass scooped out and picked off by the Cardinals. Rutten. With Walczewski defending. Made her stop her dribble. Robinson misfires out of bounds. It'll be back to Pierce. We've played about 45 seconds of the second half. No points have been scored yet. Score remains. Pierce 44. Staples Motley 12. We got an official timeout as it looks like Allie Olander has a bloody nose or something as she heads off the court for a trainer. She'll be replaced on the floor by Ashley Robin. She's all kind of holding her nose as she ran off the court. So Brittany Schomer now into the front court, hands it off to Sedlowski, curling to the right side. Here is Creek setting a screen, and it's a three-pointer for Lindsey Strohmeyer off the Kyla Creek screen, giving Lindsey a wide-open look. Five for Strohmeyer. On the other end, a baseline jumper is put in. Ashley Robin leading the Cardinals with six tonight. Sedlowski inside, does a nice Euro step. Two-pointer. Seven for Alyssa. Into the post. Little scoop up, no. Getting a piece of that might have been Kyla Creek. Up ahead, Sedlowski cannot run down the errant pass from Schomer. They tried a home run ball there. And it sailed on Brittany just a little bit. About a minute and a half gone by here. Pierce 49, Staples Motley 14. Into the right corner. They get the ball to Nasala. Into the give and go, and a little bump knocks Sedlowski off her feet. Play on as they get an offensive rebound. Miss, loose ball rebound inside again. That's Lorber and a held ball as Schomer ties up with Lorber, and the Cardinals have the arrow in their favor now. 16-12 to play, 49-14. The magic number for a running time game is 35 at the 9-minute mark. So we'll keep an eye on that right now. A five-second call. Pioneers force a turnover with good inbounds defense. And Lindsey Strohmeyer will pass it into Brittany Schomer after the Cardinal turnover. Brittany, Lindsey, Alyssa, Kyla, and Emma. Creek and Walczewski seeing some extended minutes here tonight. Here's Schomer inside the free throw line. Back out for Alyssa Sedlowski. Left-hand dribble gets her free for a little five-footer. Left it a little bit short. And here comes Staples Motley on a run out with Rutten. Rutten across the way for Robin, and she got it. Nice play by the Cardinals. And Ashley Robin has eight, but an excellent look ahead by Lauren Rutten here. Schomer on the other end, going in and scoring and fouled. Schomer with nine and a chance to get into double figures. And the foul is on Robinson. That's her third. 15:42 to go. Here's 51, Staples Motley 16. One shot for sophomore Brittany Schomer. It's up, it's good. Brittany Schomer has 10 tonight, the third Pioneer to get into double figures, joining Olish and Leidenfrost, who haven't played yet this half. Inside, no, off a Lorber turnaround, and then a foul called, and that'll be Lorber knocking Schomer to the deck, following up her own miss. And that is four on Addison Lorber, or three. Three, they say, on Lorber. Third team foul on the Cards here in the half. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Piers up by 36 here in Staples tonight. Strohmeyer for Sedlowski. Alyssa backs off. Now probes to the right side. Whips it inside and just about in for Creek. No-look pass by Sedlowski. Almost resulted in a beautiful shot. Now Alyssa with a steal. Two Cardinals back. Alyssa will still go. She'll go up with the left hand. Rebound, Walczewski. Out front again for Strohmeyer. And whistle, and they're going to get Lindsey for a travel as she used that up and under ball fake and took an extra step before she started her dribble. So turnover to the Cardinals. We've gone under 15 to play. Pierce 52, Staples Motley 16. Oddie, Riley, Olish, Kim, and Leidenfrost check in. Five new players will check in on the next dead ball for Pierce. They post it up inside. Robin gets the roll. Ashley Robin has been the Cardinals' best player tonight, and she's got 10 of her team's 18 points. 52-18. Up ahead, it's Sedlowski. Threading it over to Walczewski from the corner. Emma a little bit short. Loose ball pulled away by Afton Robinson. To the middle comes Robin. Off to the wing, Nasala hits three. Kanosala, I guess it's pronounced. K-N-O-S-A-L-L-A. Kanosala has her first points a three-pointer to make it 52-21. Strohmeyer for a three. That's good. Back-to-back threes, and one on each end. And Lindsay now, suddenly she's got eight with a pair of three-pointers this half. Baseline, Robin, little short. Walczewski with the rebound. Pass ahead. Schomer had it knocked away, diving to the floor. Held ball should be Pioneers. And it is, and now we'll get those substitutes in. Good job by that group of five. Sedlowski, Schomer, Creek, Strohmeyer, and Walczewski take a seat, replaced by Leidenfrost, Olish, Adi, Kimmen, and Riley. 55-21, Pioneers, with 13:40 to play. Here's Leidenfrost, ball handling front court, hands it off to Olish, got a screen from Kimmen to the top, resets, backs off, midway between the center circle and the top of the key. Adi, pull up in the lane. Good, Kenna Adi. Nice little mid-range jumper by Kenna, and she's got four tonight, 57-21. Leidenfrost forces the guard to pick up her dribble. It results in a Riley steal, and then Riley's bumped, and that started with a Katie Leidenfrost defensive play. And the foul is on Lauren Rutten of the Cardinals. That is number three on her. That is four Cardinal fouls this half. Pierce 57, Staples Motley 21. Pass comes into the corner for Adi. Entry pass into the low post. Kicked out by Riley. Back to Adi. Leidenfrost over on the right side. Open look. Little short. Rebound inside. Olish puts it up and in. Olish underneath. All alone. And Kiara's got 13. And the lead has grown to 38. 59-21. Right side. This is Robinson looking for some help. And throws it through the hands of her teammate, Kanasala. Pierce gets it back with 12:52 to play. Olish, Leidenfrost, Kimmen, Adi, and Riley on the court. Katie walks it across the timeline for Adi, right side now. Out top for Kiara. She sees a lane, puts it up, missed it. Might have been partially blocked. Robin controls it for the Cardinals. Looks ahead, nice pass into the lane, across the way for Rutten. Rutten goes baseline, looking for some room. Too far under the cylinder. Finds a teammate, and hitting the left wing jumper is Robinson. Timeout, Cardinals. Staples Motley uses their third. It's 12:23 to play. Pioneers up 59-23 on the road in Staples tonight. At the new Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce, the physical health and well-being of their patients is always their top priority. With a team of highly qualified professionals, they're committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility and strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you're a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce can serve you, stop into their new building on Main Street in Pierce or visit their website at dtwmn.com. Dr. Kelsey Meyer grew up in Pierce and knows the community, which she's excited and eager to serve. Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce can be reached at 468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Pierce. Back to action in Staples Motley. We've got 12:23 to play. Pierce in control, 59-23. Off the timeout, pass into Olish. C Squad won tonight, 36-20. That's a nice win. That's the first loss for the Staples Motley C Squad after four wins. The JV won 37-19, and it looks like it'll be a sweep tonight for the Pioneers. Back door, Leidenfrost inside. Got fouled hard as she took kind of an elbow to the side of her head. You can see her head jerk back. And the foul is called on the Cardinals. Number five, Addison Lorber, her fourth. Team's fifth of the half. They say it was not a shooting foul, so it'll be a pass in for Olish and the Pioneers. Inside, Adi is fouled immediately, and Kenna earns a trip to the stripe. And that Cardinal foul goes number 23. That is Lauren Rutten, and that is four on her. And Adi will shoot two. Kenna, 0 for 1 tonight. She's got 4 points. That one a little bit long. Back heel of the rim and bounces straight back to her. Katie Leidenfrost, Lily Riley, Ashley Kimmon, Kiara Olish, and the free throw shooter, Kenna Adi. 12:05 to go. Pierce 59, Staples Motley 23. Here's the second for Kenna. And rolls around, explores the rim, and falls through. 5 tonight for the sophomore reserve, Kenna Adi. Now into the front court. Leidenfrost almost had another steal. And now she knocks the ball loose. The dribble regained here by the Cards. Dribbling down to the wing, deep corner goes Robin right side. Shadowed there by Adi. Knocked away by Leidenfrost. Can she save it in? She does. But right inside to a Cardinal. And foul going up is Addison Lorber. Lily Riley whistled for the foul. That's number 3 on Lily. That is the first foul of the half on a Pioneer. 11:39 to go. 2 shots for Lorber. Good. That is the second point tonight for Addison Lorber, who's their second leading scorer through 3 games, averaging about 14 a contest. She's made a pair of free throws. And that one rolls around and in. 3 points now for Lorber, and coming in will be Brianna Benson replacing Lorber, who does have 4 fouls. Full court pressure by the Cardinals, 60-25. Riley gets it into Adi. Adi, full head of steam up court, crosses the timeline, still going, driving into the lane, had it tipped away, saved in. Leidenfrost has it on the wing. Katie bounces back for Adi. Inside Kimmon, looks to challenge with the left hand, had a block, comes down to Olish. Olish finds Kimmon on the left block, left hand again, partially blocked, and Olish retrieves it again. Her pass out front, knocked away and stolen by the Cardinals, and then Kimmon has it. More like a hockey game. Turnovers left and right. Finally controlled by Ashley Robin of the Cardinals with 11:05 to go. Bounce pass inside, kicked out by Kiara Olish near the corner. It'll stay with the Cardinals with exactly 11 minutes to play. Pass in for the Cardinals near the end of their bench. Nasala gets it into the ball game is Mandy Carter now, and she's called for a double dribble. Carter, seeing her first action, turns it over with 10:56 to go. Pressure by Staples Motley. Olish ahead to Riley. Riley doubled back to Kiara. Kiara deep and back out. Katie's 3 right side. That was good from the moment it left her fingertips. Caught it in rhythm. Didn't hesitate, and she drained it. 13 for Katie. 63-25. Give and go off the inbounds. Back up, hard shot off the rim, rebound, pulled away by Leidenfrost, and they get a held ball. One of the Cardinals got a hand on the ball to force the tie-up. The resulting arrow goes to the Cardinals. Here comes Sedlovsky, Strohmeyer, and Schomer back. Kimmon, Olish, and Leidenfrost to the bench with 10:29 to go. Pierce 63, Staples Motley 25. There's Benson missing, rebound Riley, Lily. With a 3-on-3 break. Here comes Riley up and hit the bottom of the rim. Loose ball rebound for the Cardinals. Nasala to midcourt for Lauren Rutten now. 10-10 to play in Staples. Pass to the corner. Picking it up and firing and halfway down and out. Strohmeyer off the miss from Nasala. Here's Lindsay for Schomer. Brittany Schomer up the right side. Off to Alyssa Sedlowski. Back out. Lindsay's 3, little bit off target. Rebound, though, Adi hits the deck as she battled inside with a taller player and a held ball to the Pioneers. I love the scrap we're seeing from the girls tonight. A lot of bodies on the floor going after loose balls. 63-25, and it was right from the get-go when they went after a loose ball and Coach Pepping used a timeout, and it was like 4-0. I mean, it was like in the first 15 seconds. You could tell the Pioneers had that extra pep in their step tonight. Here is Brittany Schomer held as a foul. Brittany, it's just 1-1 for Brittany Schomer. The foul on Nosala, Allison Nosala, that's her second. And it's the seventh cardinal foul, and it's a 1-1 for Brittany Schomer. And Brittany's got a little bit of a cut lip, it looks like. She will come out. And Kara Bakke will come in, and Kara will shoot the free throws. It's like it's on the right side of her lip. Right down in front of me. She's going to be attended to by Coach Pepping. And so Kara Bakke will shoot. 9:37 to go. Piers up 63-25. Kara puts it up. And we have a lane violation on the Cardinal. So Kara missed the free throw, but she'll get a little chance at redemption here. She hit the front of the rim and it came down, but the foul or the lane violation on Staples Motley. So here's Kara. Her free throw is good. Kara Bakke will get the bonus. And I think that's her first career point. Kara Bakke will shoot the second. On its way, and nothing but net. Kara Bakke with a big smile on her face hits a couple of free throws to make it 65-25, a 40-point lead. As driving across the lane, nice pass on the baseline by Olander, but the miss on the rebound is Adi. Here's Kenna driving deep. Off now, a Strohmeyer three is up, back rim, long rebound, and it's run down by the Cardinals' Lorber. And a backcourt foul by Alyssa Sedlowski. That'll be number two on the Pioneers this half. It's only the first on Alyssa. And in for the Cardinals now is Kenzie Erickson replacing Ashley Robin. So Erickson's first court time. 9:06. We're 6 seconds away from running time. As the Pioneers defending in the half court here against Afton Robinson. There we go. It's now a running time game. A margin of 40 with under 9 minutes to play. Inside, a bucket and a foul. That'll be Lorber with her first field goal of the night. And she's got 5 points. And the foul on the Pioneers sending Lorber to the line for an and one goes against Kara Bakke. And the clock is moving. So Lorber for one. Halfway down and out, and controlling the rebound is Alyssa Sedlowski. 8:20 and counting here. Sedlowski finds Riley left side. Back for Lindsay. Strohmeyer hands it off. Through the cut is Bakke to Adi. Now Lindsay left alone for three. A little bit wide left. Rebound inside. Sedlowski pushes it out. Lindsay fake the three, attacks with the right hand. No, Adi, left hand, foul. And that'll be number four on Afton Robinson. And it'll be a shooting foul for sophomore guard Kenna Adi. Adi with 5 points tonight, 1-for-3 from the line. 7:45 to play here in Staples. Kenna's first is good. Sixth tonight for Kenna. Coach Pepping in the pregame talked about what a good defender Kenna has been this year in this early part of the season. Maybe their best on-ball defender. In for the second as well. Kenna goes 2-for-2. She's made 3 straight. And she's got 7 tonight. It's a 40-point lead again. 67-27. Olander to the right corner. Stopped by Lily Riley. Pivots around. Off now to Brianna Benson. Alyssa Palu prepares to come in, and we have a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Maybe a hold on Kenna Adi. It is. Kenna grabbed a jersey as a player cut through the lane. It's the first on Kenna, only the fourth Pierce foul. It'll be an inbounds, not a 1-1. Everybody lined up at the free throw lane as if to shoot, but they should allow Alyssa Palu into the game. Yes, they do now. Alyssa in, Adi out. And the clock continues to run here while all that was happening. About 30 seconds ran off the clock. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play in Staples tonight. Piers will be up at Pine City on Tuesday, their next action. Here's a drive and a scoop shot. No, Palu tips the rebound out to Riley, and she just cradles it. Now looks ahead the right sideline. This is Sedlowski. Cross court to Bakke, off for a 15-footer for Lindsay. Front rim, no. Rebound for the Cardinals, Brianna Benson. 6:05 to play in the ball game. Afton Robinson to the top of the key. Down to the wing to Allie Olander. Good to see Olander back. She had to leave. She's got a little bit of gauze up her right nostril, so stopping the flow of blood from her nose. She got dinged up about 5 minutes ago. Here comes a Sedlowski steal, and Alyssa will take it up and in. She jumped that one and took it in uncontested. And Alyssa's got 9 tonight. 16. There's a steal by Palu. And here comes Alyssa again. She'll slow it down this time. Find Riley on the trail. Off, rebound, Bakke battles, tipped it. Loose ball, Sedlowski hits the deck. Diving for it with Benson, picked up by the Cards. Here they come with Nasala, knocked out of bounds. Ooh, and a couple of players hit the wall hard, including Kara Bakke. Again, there is little to no room from the baseline to the padded wall, and Kara hit that one hard. Kara will get the foul. It's her second, and shooting the free throws as we drop under 5 minutes to play is Staples Motley guard Afton Robinson. Missed it. Robinson has 5 tonight. She's now 1-for-3. Kyla Creek comes in, replacing Lindsay Strohmeyer. Alyssa Sedlowski is out as Emma Walczewski returns. So it's Palu, Walczewski, Bakke, Creek, and Riley for the Pioneers. Second, good. That free throw made by Afton Robinson. She's got a half a dozen points tonight. Pioneers will get it in to Riley from Walczewski. 4:20 to play here in Staples tonight. Lily Riley works it right side, reverses field into the lane, pushes it for Palu, knocked away and stolen by Mandy Carter. Carter looks ahead for Rutten. Rutten then had it knocked away by Kyla Creek, and it rolls out of bounds. They're going to award it to the Cardinals with 3:55 left to play. Pierce 69, Staples Motley 28. And before the inbounds, we're going to get two more subs in. Kalia Olish will check in. Also in, Samantha Brow. So Kalia and Samantha are in. Shot from the wing off the inbounds, off. Rebound ripped away by Kyla Creek. And now it is Bakke for Creek for Walczewski. Cross the lane, up and good. Emma Walczewski for 2. Walczewski makes it 71-28. Right side 3 short. Loose ball rebound, run down by Samantha Brow. Kalia Olish looks ahead. This is Kyla Creek up for 2. Everybody is celebrating here. And now the Pioneers will bring in Maddie Gafke, Cameron Harold coming in, and also coming in, Mackenzie Mitchell. Everybody that wore a uniform tonight has gotten into the game as the Pioneers 73-28 with 2.5 to play. Gafke defending. Now down to the corner. Mitchell cuts off the drive. Kalia Olish knocks a ball out of bounds. Stays with the Cardinals, 2:20 and counting. After a couple of nail biters to start the season, the Pioneers will win comfortably tonight. And the inbounds pass tipped out by a Pioneer. I think Mackenzie Mitchell may have got a finger on that one, so it stays with the Cardinals on the sideline. And the pass into the corner. To the top of the key, now Mandy Carter to the wing. They go inside to Ashley Robin, no, and the defensive rebound by Samantha Brow. Off to Cameron Harold, looking for help, and it's Kalia Olish. Now Gafke, an open look, no, good look though. And here comes Staples Motley with 90 seconds to play. On the other end, a shot rolls off, they get a rebound to Carter. Carter turns and fires, miss. Left side rebound. 15-footer from the baseline is off. Rebound for Mackenzie Mitchell. off to Kalia Olish. A minute 15 to go. Pioneers 73-28. Olish into the lane intended for Harold. Stolen. And up and in for two. First points tonight for Cammie Anderson wearing number zero. And now the Pioneers have it with Mitchell out on the right side near midcourt. 43 seconds left. Pass to Brow is out of bounds. And it'll be Staples Motley. Mabel for the final trip up court tonight. As running time in effect, we're down to 30 seconds to play. Right side across the way. Firing for three, off, no rebound. Kalia Olish with 20, looking to clear, and we're going to get a foul called. And Kalia will go down, and the referee with 13 seconds left stopped the clock, let the girls shoot the free throws. The foul on Cammie Anderson of Staples Motley, and so Kalia Olish will have an opportunity to score with 13 seconds remaining. 73-30. Olish, younger sister of Kiara and Mariah. Olish knocks it in. First point for Kalia. Second now with the shot up and short. Rebound tipped. Battled for. And we're going to have one more tie-up. It's out of bounds. Not sure if the Pioneers will get an inbounds yet. Cameron Harold over to the corner. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the ball game. The final from Staples. Here's 74. Staples Motley, 30. The Pioneers win it in a runaway tonight on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
We're back as the Pioneers are 3-0. Coach Pepping joins me here in Coach, first two games, nail-biters tonight. From the get-go, the girls had a lot of extra energy, it seemed like, right from the opening tip. You love to see the girls bring that game and a high level of excitement right out of the locker room.
Yeah, I thought we played really well right from the get-go. Just pressuring the ball, making them work for everything on offense. And then we got some shots to fall, and that doesn't hurt.
I think the tone setter early was one of the girls diving on the floor here right in front of the scorer's table, maybe 45 seconds in to save a possession, use a timeout. But that just kind of sent the message early that we're going to get down on the floor for everything and nobody's going to beat us to a loose ball tonight.
Yeah, Kiara diving on the floor there, saving a possession. I know it was early to take a timeout, but I just thought save that possession, and I didn't think I was going to need them later. So, just to set the tone early, we're going to play harder than you, and you better match our intensity, otherwise it's going to be a long night for you. I think that goes a long way.
Offensively tonight, I thought the girls making the extra pass tonight, the ball did not stay in any one player's hands for too long a period. Very snappy tonight.
Yeah, there was one possession. We got it up the wing, I think, to Kenna, and then she went to Katie, and then Kiara cut down the middle, and we got a layup the first half. That was excellent, I think, against their 2-3. So we did a nice job tonight.
Staples Motley looked like their game plan was really to attack as quick as they could. I mean, no need for a 35-second shot clock for them. They were looking to chuck it up there.
Yeah, they shot really early in their possessions, and that was fine with us. I thought we did a nice job rebounding and not giving them too many second chances.
Awful nice to be able to get everybody in. A lot of them scoring first career points tonight. You could just tell. I think the girls really get along well. The way they cheer for each other when good things happen.
Yeah, this team's pretty tight, especially with going to the Dells and stuff like that. They bonded, and it's kind of a mixture of seniors, juniors, sophomores. So we got a good core.
Big week next week. A road trip to Pine City. Two big home games, including your first conference game. First of all, Pine City, never an easy bus ride up there on Tuesday. And then Malacca for the first Granite Ridge game. And a very good Crosby team in town Friday. Big week for the Pioneers.
Yeah, Pine's going to be solid. I saw them play Mora, so I got a little information on them. Malacca might be the first big girl we see. That's pretty good.
Yep,
so,
Maggie Westling.
Yeah, so we'll have to be ready for her.
Sophomore, an all-conference player,
And then Crosby will be their state ranked to start the year, so they're going to be good.
A great guard there.
Yep.
So, well, thanks, Coach. We'll let you get back and get on the bus and get back for a short day of school tomorrow.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Pepping, the Pioneers are 3-0. A decisive win tonight, 74-30.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Redzotto, Wakefield Pork, Holy Trinity, Central Minnesota Door, Randall Motors, Elate Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Schumer Insurance, Serbaco, Farmers and Merchants, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, Hennigan Insurance, Sue's Drive-In, Lindy Scoop, RJ Meats, Smoothie Repair, Buckman Bank Tavern, Piers Area Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprise, and RTO. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do, so they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com.
or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers! Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, it'll be a happy bus ride home for everybody. A clean sweep for the program tonight. C-Squad wins 36-20. JV wins 37-19. Varsity wins 74-30 all over the host team Staples Motley. Staples Motley now 0-4. They are back in action on Saturday afternoon. They'll host Henning on Saturday. The Pioneers are off until Tuesday. Start of a three-game week at Pine City Tuesday. Home to Malacca Thursday. Home to Crosby Ironton on Friday. If you have one of the original schedules, there is no boys basketball tomorrow at Royalton. That game has been taken off the schedule, replaced later this month, a December 23rd game at Eden Valley Watkins. So the only activity going tomorrow will be the Piers Pizzazz dance team, and that's their only home event tomorrow night. So opportunity to come out and cheer on the Pizzazz and their routine. They've been on the road to start their season. Their only home competition is tomorrow night at the MAC. Don't forget the holiday band concert, choir and band, is Monday at the Performing Arts Center. And the next broadcast on You Are There Sports will be Saturday morning from Brainerd and the Paul Bunyan Wrestling Invitational. I believe that starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. The tournament actually begins tomorrow with some opening round action at 4:30. So scoring totals for you before we get out of here. For the Cardinals, Ashley Robin leads the way with 10. Afton Robinson has 6. Addison Lorber with 5. Allison Nasala with 3. 2 for Lauren Rutten. 2 for Brianna Benson. And Cammy Anderson ends up with 2. Cardinals 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Pioneers have 3 girls in double figures. Kiara Olish, Katie Leidenfrost with 13 each. And Brittany Schomer ends up with 10 off the bench. Then Alyssa Sedlowski had 9. Lindsay Strohmeyer with 8. Kenna Oddie had 7. And 2 for Kara Bakke. 2 for Emma Walczewski. Kyla Creek had 2. Kalia Olish had 1. Samantha Brow got into play. Mackenzie Mitchell got in. Lily Riley. Alyssa Palu. Cameron Harold. Everybody that dressed saw floor time tonight for the Pioneers, who are now 3-0, and will head up to Pine City on Tuesday. We'll wrap things up with our Frosties. You Are Their Sports Player of the Game.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Did you know we specialize in all automotive glass replacement? We offer professional service and installation on all makes and models. Whether you have a small chip or a tiny crack, either can be a serious matter that leads to weakness of glass or poorer visibility. Give us a call today and start your glass replacement. Look us up on the web or Facebook. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try a Feelin' Meats Burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
And tonight's Frosty's, you are their sports player of the game, one of 11 Pioneers to get in the scoring column tonight. It's her first career double-digit game, and it came off the bench in a reserve role. We go with Brittany Schomer tonight. It is our Frosties. You are their sports player of the game. 10 points for Brittany Schomer. 7 in the first half, 3 in the second half. As she has 10, Kiara Olish and Katie Leidenfrost with 13. The three Pioneers in double figures tonight. Pierce 74, Staples Motley 30 is your final. And that's it for us from Staples Motley High School tonight. Congratulations, Pioneers, on a sweep over the Cardinals. Good night, everybody.